This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. While ever more bewildering revelations about the Germanwings crash last week continue to come out, some part of that conversation is now moving to compensation for the victims and their families, and what the details of how what happened might matter in that. Marketplace's Adam Allington reports now on the international agreements that will help decide who pays how much.
The victims of the Germanwings crash are subject to unlimited compensation. That's the language used by an international agreement called the Montreal Convention. Mark Dombrov practices aviation law for McKenna, Long & Aldrich. What that means is the courts will decide compensation for each victim according to a fairly standard calculation.
The age, the income, the earning capacity, marital status, education.
Punitive damages designed to punish a company in cases of willful negligence are another matter entirely, but Dombrov says they don't apply under the treaty.
But let's hypothecate that they did everything wrong. The fact is, under the international agreement, it wouldn't matter. You still cannot get punitive damages.
Some compensation claims may yet argue negligence on the part of Lufthansa. Mary Schiavo is an attorney and former inspector general of the U.S. Department of Transportation. The fact that two pilots were not required to be in the cockpit will likely still come up in court.
And did they know that that could have left it open to sabotage or pilot suicide? Of course I'd argue that, and I will argue that if I'm involved in the case. And they should have known that. So am I saying that there's no way they won't have additional liability? No.
Schiavo estimates total payments will likely reach into the hundreds of millions of dollars, which is well short of the $1.5 billion insurance policy that nearly all airlines carry per flight. I'm Adam Allington for Marketplace.